additions to the show. But,
I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
Using non-actors didn't work. It doesn't work. You can't hear them.
Did you direct it?
No, I didn't.
No,
are
I've
you
seen
associated
his,
with the production at all?
I've seen his stuff before.
Yeah.
You know,
you
his
have?
Deadpan style, and it can be really funny and interesting. I'm not sure that it works for this.
You don't think that Gary Wilms as Falstaff kind of
he
took
was
that
pretty
style
funny.
And elevated it beyond.
It was
it
pretty. That was okay. But the thing is that Shakespeare is more than about just sending it up in a style. You know, there's a story that you can't get. There's language. There's imagery, and you don't get any of that.
Right.
That's, you know.
What's your connection with this?
I went to see it the other night, and so many people left so early on with such strong reactions that I thought, you know, it'd be interesting to see what some of those reactions were and why people were so against it. Like, if it was the set, or they maybe took the budget and threw it away, or, you know, maybe people just didn't like the acting.
Yeah, I'm not against it. It just didn't excite me. You know, I'm not going to sit there for 3 hours or 2.5 hours or whatever and see a send-up that's not quite working, to see Shakespeare done without actors. You know, I know he likes to use non-actors.
Right.
And that worked in his other productions. I just don't think it works.
And if you're
going to
do like Waiting for Guffman, if you know the movie Waiting for Guffman, that's hilarious, but you have really good actors
sending
acting
it
badly.
Up. Yeah,
sure.
And plus we got to...
And here you don't really get that. It's just like, how did this get here? As
yeah.
All,
yeah.
You
so.
Go.
Well, thanks for coming.
All right.
All right. Thanks. I just don't get it.
Is it supposed to be a straight reading of Shakespeare?
No,
that's
it's not.
Why
there's something going on.
It's definitely a stylized piece. The director, it's a style of his, the acting style that he's using, and he's incorporating it in this piece. It's definitely not
straight. That's
but
why.
In a way, it's maybe straighter than any other Shakespeare.
Well, in the sense that it uses more contemporary style, if not contemporary language. I mean,
it was
just
hardly understandable,
and
it was jarbled, and people were forgetting their lines.
So the non-professional actors kind of really showed themselves as weak because they stumbled on their lines. You couldn't hear them.
These were non-professionals.
I think there are two equity actors, but there are quite a few actors in other.
And the impression I got was, our group is going to put it on.
Right.
And everyone's sort of like reading the lines, but not really understanding or where to emphasize or de-emphasize or whatever.
So do you feel that the Falstaff character didn't elevate beyond that?
No, and Falstaff actually comes more alive when it's done classically.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, he's
and
funnier.
Humor, yeah, he's funnier and it's,
style.
So.
I think it worked in by the end. I stayed around and I just saw a lot of people leaving and I wondered what their reaction.
Now why are you?
Just for that same reason. I watched it. I like it, and I thought that a lot of people left around me. Cell phone people were answering cell phones, and it became like a real. It made me feel almost like I was in Elizabethan times and like a mumbling crowd. And
all right, that's the way they used to behave. I couldn't figure it out. I thought maybe I'm too old for this. And some people are laughing. And you know, there were a few places where it was laughable, but not because of Shakespeare, but because of the delivery.
Right.
Is this what he wanted? I don't know.
Yeah, so I was uncomfortable.